The NPP has asked government to use existing laws to prosecute companies implicated in the Jeddah reports rather than appealing to the companies to pay the money back. At a news conference in Accra yesterday, a leading member of the party, Nana Kumia, said the appeal to the companies to pay the money does not show seriousness of the government in addressing corruption in the country. Joyce Jeche was there for Radio Ghana.
Nana Kumia, who spoke on governance issues, narrowed it down to corruption in the country. He quoted reports by Gallup, Afrobarometer, and Imani Ghana, which paint a negative picture of corruption under this government. Nana Kumia commented on the Jeddah report.
Jeddah alone, over $100 million worth of taxpayers' money being lost. And then you have about $19 million being paid for a reforestation, and you can't find where the trees are. You have over $9 million being paid for guinea fowl rearing, and you can't find where the guinea fowls are. You have the court saying that $47 million of taxpayers' money has been paid wrongly to what have you.
On the merchant bank issue, Nana Kumia said it borders on governance and pure conflict of interest and called for the abrogation of the contract.
For me, it is clear major conflict of interest issues rise at the presidency. And if we do not abort this sale and clear all the issues, it will be a very dangerous precedent for governance in this country. You have a situation where the merchant bank is going under because of toxic debts. 50% of the debts on the books of merchant bank are toxic. That is, they are not being serviced. The lawyer to the company, the biggest debtor to merchant bank, petitions the president. The records show that the presidency then proceeds to sit on the petition.
Responded to questions on the MPP's involvement in the issue, Nana Kumia said his party approved of the loan for engineers and planners and not the sale of the bank. The minority spokesperson on finance, Dr. Kutose, painted a gloomy picture of the one-year tenure of this government in areas of the economy, education, agriculture and health.
Get fund, 240 million cedis. National Health Insurance Fund, 151 million cedis. And government contributions for
naturalized to be
community services and secondary institutions, as well as catering for the school feeding program. Is this really a manifestation of the Better Ghana agenda?
He said Ghanaians should be the judges of the Better Ghana agenda and not government propagandists. Dr. Kotose said if corrective measures are not taken to address the economic problems Ghanaians went through last year, 2014 will not be any better with the increase of VAT to 17.5%.
Joyce Jeche.